As I mentioned in the sermon, today is also the start of our pledge campaign. And our theme this year, as I mentioned, is Grateful Hearts and Generous Lives. And this year, we are going to invite a different parishioner every week to come forward. This is an example of a grateful heart and generous life here in our midst. And so I invite Ted Berchtold to come forward today as our first Grateful Life, Generous Heart speaker.
Thank you so much. It's a good thing he came over here because I'm walking like Tim Conway on the Carol Burnett Show years ago, you know. So, when asked to speak about what I'm grateful for at St. Mary's, I thought, that's easy. And when I learned I had 3 minutes, I thought, that's going to be difficult. There's so much to say. I'll begin with all of you. This parish is alive. It brings hope. It forgives. Father Bingham's bell ringer message for October spoke of thanking God for your failures as well as your blessings, thanking God for all things, as Scripture says. I've had failures here, as those of you who've been around for years can attest. I thank God for them. They reminded me God was in charge, not me. They reminded me that I was loved even when I was wrong. I am so glad I can worship here now. I love the way the gospel is proclaimed and expanded in the sermons. Our music lifts my spirits and connects me to those around me. The ritual of the Eucharist, done with such dignity, connects me to the early church and Christians down through the ages. Love is to be found here. Unity in diversity, love. Love which respects our differences and individuality, yet makes us one. We are not of one mind, but we are of one heart. I am most completely myself when I am here with you on Sunday morning. I'm not sure who I am the rest of the week, but I'm most completely myself right here. I'm grateful for our building, even if re-roofing it did just cost several $100,000. This is where we worship and mingle and care for each other and those beyond our walls, so I gladly support this major budget item. I was often reminded by the budget committee that the salaried staff and I were the largest single item of expenses. Let me tell you, we get more than we pay for. They deserve every dollar. And you'll know how fortunate we are in staffing costs if you just ask around town or look at national church statistics. I'm grateful for Father Bingham and his ministry to me and Penny over the years and to all of us old-timers, newcomers alike. It's not easy. There are a lot of us to look after. His preaching gets me outside of myself on those days that it's all about Teddy. He has the heart and mind of a true leader, welcoming the gifts of us all. He knows how to stay out of the way, even as he shows us the way forward. I'm thankful for Jesus of Nazareth, who shows us the way to God. Through Christ, the Holy Spirit sanctifies this building, inspires our leaders, and blesses us and our ministries, including our financial support for St. Mary's. It's one of our ministries. How could Penny and I not feel gratitude and be generous as we renew our pledge each year?